Like Nick's cock.
That was
as
my
strong
shirt,
as it can be. Like Nick's cock.
Listening to Hold My Beer, I'm your gracious host, Danny Mullins, and before we get started, I would like to say that I ran into TJ at work the other day. He saluted me and called me gracious host, so that did wonders for my ego. You should all bow to me. To my right.
I'm going to slap you and TJ.
You're going to slap
me? I might slap TJ with you, because you're lighter.
Probably. I'll
probably throw my back out, tossing TJ around.
Ooh, that sounds sexy.
And I'm Chris Mullins.
You are Chris Mullins, and oh my god, there's actually a third Mullins.
Uh-huh.
Who remembers? Because I'm pretty sure it's been a year?
Probably. The mic is 12 feet away from him, so...
So he's still not here.
Probably close to a year. I'm Nick Mullins.
Last episode he was on, it was a Yeti. And a room full of drunk guys. Which is a good time. And lastly...
Oh, it's yams.
It's yams.
Something I heard you guys were missing out on.
Some yams?
Yeah.
How so?
There was none. Yeah. It was just marshmallows.
Oh, our mom's cooking.
It was the shittiest sweet potatoes I've ever had in my life.
They're all shitty. I hate a sweet potato.
Ain't none as good as this one. I'm one of a kind.
I like one sweet potato. Yep. Sometimes. Sometimes.
You
it's
was
kind
loving
of
me last
dick.
Week, so shush.
I was loving... Oh, God, no.
I got so tired of sucking your dick. I'm going to be honest.
Hey, man, jaws aren't made of steel. But yeah, we're recording this the day after Thanksgiving, so you're hearing it the Wednesday after Thanksgiving. Ours was from hell? Our Thanksgiving, I think?
Nah, there's
it was there.
Ones.
It was in the center. Just
okay.
Smack dab in the middle of it.
Well, our grandma has dementia. And doesn't like things. So, our mom's cooking, right?
Yeah.
Baking her ass off, right?
Yeah.
Grandma's she didn't bake there. Anything.
She failed at baking the turkeys. Right, she didn't.
Nothing was baked.
Oh, no, broccoli casserole. Fuck you. That's
yeah,
baked.
I guess.
Your marshmallows. You had baked marshmallows.
No, they were slightly melted.
Room temperature warm.
I didn't need them.
She probably made those in the microwave.
The stuffing.
Yeah.
All right, then.
I heard it eventually got done. After you guys turned the oven back on. Or on to begin with, who knows.
But according to her, it was on. I don't think it ever was. I mean, one of those turkeys was completely raw. Anyways. So she's sitting there trying to bake and failing. Our beloved grandma sitting in the corner.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa.
Hold up.
Grandma.
Our grandma's sitting in the corner.
Biological.
The beloved one died.
Wrong one died. Wrong grandma died.
Biological grandma. Yeah.
Screaming that she would rather be dead.
Spend Thanksgiving with you guys.
Yeah, literally yelling that. What else was it?
Bitch.
Oh, she wanted her dead husband there, so my mom told her to go talk underneath the television to his ashes, which is kind of fucked up.
Go look under the TV, because that's where he's at.
But what's also fucked up is my grandpa is underneath my mom's television.
Yeah, you know.
She uses him as a piggy bank.
R.I.P.
Like, every time they get cash, and they want to stash it, like, outside of the bank...
They put it in Grandpa? No!
It goes like underneath him.
Don't tell me that shit. Are you serious?
Swear to God.
You know,
at least it's not in there.
It probably is.
When you guys said it, I thought they were throwing quarters and pennies into the ashes. And like, you can tell when it's quarters, it makes a bigger little poof out of the ashes.
Oh, no.
The pennies got the little poof and the quarters got the big one.
Because, you know, me and Dad will go house on car deals and stuff. I've had to go put his
Hey, go dig 100 out of Grandpa. It's time to get a new whip.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
He's not a money clip. He was the good one of the pair.
No, he's a paperweight, man.
Oh, God. Yeah. That might be worse. He's not even a drawer.
Nope.
He was almost a drawer.
What are you going to do? Put him in shellac and paint a little cabinet with him?
Maybe put him in the ground.
How does that make him a drawer, though?
I don't want him to be one. He was almost one. It doesn't matter. It's fine. The whole thing is it's a dual urn. So she can shove Grandma in there, too, and have two drawers underneath
the
television.
So it's like the shot glasses that got, like, two halves?
Kind of.
That's what your urn is like?
Pretty much it. It's a box, though. It's square or rectangular.
One half holds money right now.
Oh, God. And they're like, that half
you're
more.
Turning your grandparents into, like, a half and half hot sex shot.
No, I'm not. Oh. I'm not, and Grandma would have loved that in her heyday. No, at one point, Mom brought up the fact that the only reason he's underneath my television is because you're going in there next. She told her that.
Well, after that, you just put it up and put it away, and you don't see it no more.
I guess.
You start cramming her into it, while she's still alive.
No, she's going to get pissed off. They're going to have a little bit of extra money. urn's full of grandma now. Can't put the money there. Oops, urn got spilled. Grandma got vacuumed up. Now we have room for money again. Our grandparents are not That's a safety not deposit box.
That's not bad, though.
Vacuum cleaner? Not bad.
Sweeping her up.
Human being.
Sweep her up.
It's ashes. It's not a human being.
I was going to say, what if, you know, your grandma got vacuumed up, but I actually liked your grandma, so.
Don't talk about my fucking grandma.
I said I actually liked her.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Mean as shit, though. Mean as shit. Yeah.
Copperhead.
But, so, before dinner's done, 4 hours before dinner's done, an hour after it was supposed to be done, it's time to get grandma back to the nursing home. Because mom's in tears. So, they leave. Chris, your girlfriend decides to check the turkeys. Oven's not on. We got raw turkeys. I'm sorry, we got raw turkey, mostly cooked turkey, fucking in the middle.
Yeah, it's called cross-contamination, and that'll make you sick.
No, 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 no. We're dressing one turkey with salmonella.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's safe, right? And this jackass across from me had a whole ham. He had a whole ham in a crock pot. Smelled great. Couldn't eat it. It was going to work with him. They were having a dinner at work. We couldn't eat the fucking ham, James.
He should have left the ham and took one of those half-baked turkeys.
No.
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 I spent some good time on that ham.
Huh. Yeah, fuck your family. I got guys at work to impress. Fuck you guys.
Not even that.
My real friends. They're down there. I have to do this.
But I was like, you don't understand. If my dad fucking gets back and the only meat in the house is that ham, he will cut you. To get to it. He would stab someone. He stabbed somebody over food before.
Yeah, I think he stabbed someone over a french fry.
Yeah, with a fork. In high school.
That ain't bad.
I've done worse.
Oh yeah, for a french fry?
No, I watched my mom stab my uncle for a quarter with a meat fork. So.
Yeah, but she got beat in the head with a crock pot.
No, that was a different time. I said my uncle.
Who was it the first time? Or the crock pot time?
Well, the crock pot time was the guy she was living with.
And that was about 20 years later.
Yeah.
Oh, so she had decades long of crazy.
Yeah, well, fuck yeah.
Is the train still a roll?
How would you know?
It's awfully round. You push it over, it'll probably roll down a fucking hill. So, but yeah, no, yeah, she's fucking nuts. Yeah, yeah.
She's a tanker.
But he did that to save his life. I don't blame the guy. I would hit the bitch in the head with a crockpot too. Fucking stab me with a steak knife.
He's referred to his mom as this bitch, which is awesome. Off. Yeah. Beyond that, like, once food actually got ready, it wasn't bad. But, man, it was a rough start. A rough fucking start.
It was.
It was weird, because I could have swore, I walked in with my wife and son. He was like, oh, there's Danny and Parker, which is good for my grandma to remember. Turns out she said Jason and Parker. I'm not Jason. She remembered my damn kid, though, and thought Shayna was Jason's wife, and then she thought you were Jason, Chris. Everybody was Jason.
Who the fuck's Jason?
Our cousin.
The oldest grandson.
Our lamest cousin.
Oh.
No, he's not our lamest cousin. We have one good cousin. He's at the table. So it's a short-ass list. But, yeah. How was yours, James?
Mine was fine. Mine was great.
Oh.
I got up, relaxed, had some cheese and crackers, hung out, watched football. Dinner was done. Ate dinner. It was great. My wife made noodles. My grandma made a turkey and ham. You know, macaroni, all that business.
Oh, you were allowed to eat the ham?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
It was a big ham, too.
He told us exactly how he glazed it and how good it was going to be when he was going to eat it with other people. He's like, man, no, I had the pineapple chunks and the fucking brown sugar. And
hung out for a while. Like I said, watch football.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of football.
Yeah,
when the Cowboys got crushed.
That was the word that Siri used earlier when I asked for the final score because I missed the end of the game. She said they were crushed.
Oh, that's sad. I feel bad now.
Yeah. No. No, they're out. I mean, they got injuries. I understand they're going to lose. I'm not going to feel bad about
that. You realize their logo, isn't a logo. It's a rating, right?
One star. That is probably the only football pun I'll ever laugh at.
Yeah.
I like that. It was good.
And later on, I had your brother over for shrimp and cheese on crackers and some
and beer. And
you had shrimp and beer?
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
And we played dominoes.
Yeah. I taught him how to play dominoes.
And you play a pizza.
But,
Whatever, fuck you.
Did you bring shrimp with you? Because I had raw chicken for lunch today. I've had a rough fucking couple of days.
No, we ate it all.
No, we ate it all last night.
Good.
Like, it was like an entire freezer bag full of cocktail shrimp.
And Nikki's just like, proudy, bud.
It was left over from dinner, so, you know.
They had shrimp for fucking Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. There wasn't any ham left over, if that makes you feel better.
Doesn't.
I'm glad hungry. It was a big hit.
I gave Bear the ham bone, though, when I got home.
But he loved that.
Oh, dude. Tore it up.
Yeah. Fucking shrimp and beer. I got crazy grandma. And drawer grandpa. That sucks. Life sucks. You guys suck. I smelled a pretty great ham, though.
I had to relocate my dog because, you know, it has PTSD and freaks the fuck out.
I heard.
And chewed a giant, like, hole in somebody's door.
She fucked that door up.
Oh, dude. Fucking God, yeah. But it turns out you don't make your fucking, you don't have your front door made of fucking styrofoam and saran wrap.
Why not?
Because like, a dog can eat through it.
Yeah, a dog would charge through it. So most people.
She'd already tore through a wall and the floor. I don't think an actual door would have stopped her either.
I don't know. Wood one would have lasted a little bit longer than that.
Or a metal one?
Okay, you gotta understand, the door's made out of the same shit this is. It's like putting up one of these as a door, bro.
He's pointing to styrofoam, in case you guys are curious.
She's out at my mother-in-law's, and they have a fenced-in yard, a doggy door, and she's happy.
Yeah, yeah. So, she won't feel confined.
Yeah, no, she can get come and go as she pleases.
Because they thought the whole thing was if she falls asleep, the house is going to be on fire again, so she has to freak the fuck out.
Run outside.
Get out of that house.
Now she can, anytime she wants, so it's perfect.
Well, she made a doggy door at where she was staying.
Yes, she did.
Wasn't good enough. Got rid of her. Not cool.
I feel like you should just chase her around with a lighter.
No, I'm not doing that to my
dog. You're an asshole.
Why not?
I'm going to put money in you when you're dead.
That's fine. I don't give a fuck.
It's going to be like a $1 bill.
Y'all don't even have to cremate me, bury me, just fucking leave me where I lay.
You're going to be a drawer.
I don't give a fuck.
A sock drawer.
That's fine.
No, we taxidermy his ass, and that's how you put it in. You slide the dollar right into his asshole.
Like, you can literally just make me a cum rag dispenser when I die. I don't care.
Good for you.
Like, honestly, like, what? That's fucking stupid wasting money on fucking burying people.
I told Caroline to stuff me, too.
With cum racks?
Sure, haven't
I? Hey, whatever it takes, man.
Sure, you could be, like, the doctor office, like, bear in the corner, you know?
I know, dude.
Yeah?
You're about as tall as a bear.
I'm all about it, man.
I'm okay with this.
See, we get you a bearskin cape.
Yeah.
Caveman it up.
Your cousin was a caveman? Yeah, kind of.
Close enough.
Speaking of assholes, though, I went through our... our
Did
towns.
You just call Nicky an asshole?
No, he said...
I said asshole earlier.
Turn
your asshole into a bank.
I wasn't speaking to assholes, if that were the case. I went through our town's Christmas light display, because it's a big thing around here. The walkway of lights or whatever?
We were considered the Christmas City of Lights USA. It was a thing for a long time.
It was like from the 70s.
And yeah.
We haven't been relevant for a while. But they still do it. They're trucking on. Now it costs $5, whatever the fuck.
To go through Marion?
Yeah.
Wow. Pass for a couple of years, though.
Huh. It gives you a season pass. They put a little sticker on your car.
Goes to pay for it next year.
But, man, they fucked it up right past the entranceway. So if you guys go, I want you to look for this. There's a section of Rudolph lights, right? Just a bunch of white reindeer, red nose. One guy had one fucking job. One fucking job.
Is there a blue-nosed reindeer?
I wish that'd be better.
Rudolph's in the back.
Rudolph's in the back. He's Rudolph the red-assed reindeer. Obviously, the nose bulb was out, and the asshole bulb was out. Wrong fucking holes. They put the red one on the butthole, white one on the nose, and the white one blinks, even though the rest are white, and the butthole just stays red.
Yeah.
It stays red.
It's irritated.
That is not Rudolph.
It was Prancer with the shits?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that was it.
It's inflamed.
He went and had bad tacos, too.
Oh, God. My son was like, what's wrong with Rudolph? I was like, they put his nose on his butt? He thought it was the funniest thing ever. Rudolph the red-assed reindeer.
Hey, son, let me explain gay sex to you. I forget what you did
It's
there.
A Christmas miracle.
Is it? What? It is?
Yeah, butt stuff.
Oh.
Mm. And a toddler. What is wrong with you? I'm not going to explain butt stuff to a toddler.
You're the one that threw out the Christmas miracle.
He had one job. That's all I was saying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, speaking of raw food and Thanksgiving, there is a Toyota Tire Factory.
A what?
Toyota Tire Factory?
Toyo.
T-O-Y-O.
Oh, I thought it was like a trioval thing.
Toyota Tire Factory in White, Georgia.
Oh.
That's the name of the town.
It's a fun
White
name.
Georgia.
Yeah.
And they had Thanksgiving dinner. Catered in for both shifts over 2 days and stuff.
That's nice of them, yeah.
1,800 people have salmonella poisoning.
Holy shit!
Wow, guess who's gonna get fucking sued?
I would hope so.
Guess who no longer has a catering company, whatever the one that one was, because they're
like, what is the production loss, you know, for that factory and stuff now?
Oh, God.
Production
like,
loss,
everyone
medical
is
bills,
sick.
Everything.
It's like they all had our Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're all screaming, I'd rather be dead than here.
Oh, yeah.
Which
I mean, I do that
fitting.
Every day at work anyway.
Right? Well, a lot of crying.
No, but I don't know if I got to tell you guys, last week I also got to go to a place called Smoky Bones. You been there?
I haven't.
It's
barbecue
shop.
Place up in Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
You brought this up last episode.
I did. How much did I get into it? Cause
quite a bit.
Oh, I did?
What everybody ordered. You're the only one that likes
just warm onions and butter.
Yeah, it was awful. I mean, it was not great.
I can tell you, you spent $150. The drinks were okay. Bucks.
You got a mojito. It was fine.
Speaking of Smoky Bones, I was there like about a month ago across the parking lot at Tecanos. Mm-hmm. You ever been to Tecanos?
No, I haven't.
It's a Brazilian steakhouse. It's like $25 a person.
How hot are they? Nice.
Yeah, they're up there.
I enjoy Brazil.
How are their waxes?
But
smooth.
Yeah. There's like...
They're close and clean.
At least you don't have to worry about finding a pube in your dish.
Right. But there's like a huge buffet of like sides. They have like cold sides, hot sides, yada, yada, yada. And there's 16 different meats just bring to your table on giant kebabs and cut off for you.
That's awesome.
And like after you get through all 16 of the samples, because they're just like small portions.
Mm-hmm.
After they do all that, they'll bring you like whatever you want. So this dude had like some type of grilled pineapple, and then he had like sweet and spicy chicken thighs. Like we were just eating left and right, and it was pretty damn good.
That sounds good.
Brazilian thighs.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm there, man.
Yeah, hairless.
It was pretty legit.
I don't know, if I go to Fort Wayne, I go to Cheddar's. I love Cheddar's.
I haven't been there in a long time.
You went to Cheddar's?
Yeah, I went to Cheddar's. The place to go to in Fort Wayne is the Yummy Bunny. Has anybody been to Yummy Bunny?
No, what is that?
Is that a whorehouse?
Is that the ice cream place you went to? I've seen pictures.
I've seen pictures. Okay.
It's just an ice cream shop, but they have what's called a bun, and it's a glazed donut. They cut it in half, make you an ice cream sandwich, and you get like one topping to go with it, and they have cereal, everything.
Oh my god.
For $5.
That sounds amazing. Where's it at?
It's huge. It's on Main Street.
I need to go there. I mean, it's diabetes waiting to happen. Yeah. Sounds delicious.
I'm not kidding
though.
They had like apple pie ice cream. So I got apple pie ice cream on a glazed donut, and my topping was Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, wow.
That is a pretty epic right there.
$5.
That's a revelation, my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That sounds
amazing. You're welcome.
I just changed your life, whether you know it or not. Yeah. What's it called?
Yummy Bunny.
Yummy Bunny.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They've completely changed the game. I'm not even kidding.
It sounds like it.
I had a dollar toffee bar. Really.
And it's right next to Coney Island Hot Dogs.
I know exactly where that's at then.
Yeah, that place is the shit too. So we went and we had like two or three hot dogs and just walked next door and got Yummy Bunny. Hell of a night.
Man, your life's way better than
mine.
Hell
of a night.
I had raw chicken for lunch.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Salmonella. I've had two raw birds in 2 days. I'm not going to make it, man. I saw a sweet ass ham though.
You should probably just
with my eyes.
Just stay away from poultry.
Maybe you're right. I'm a pork man now.
Stage one carcinogen.
I don't really like pork.
Do you like ham or bacon?
I like bacon.
Or sausage.
I do like sausage.
Pepperoni.
Not smoked sausage. I hate a smoked sausage. Hate it.
Smoked sausage?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Skinless smoked sausage is awesome.
I like a Slim Jim. Does that count?
What about brats?
No.
Not a fan of brats either.
Mm. Me neither.
I don't like the snap. You know?
When your teeth go in. Skin.
I guess. Have you ever had a brat burger?
Yeah, they're not bad.
Those actually aren't bad. I know they're the same thing in a different shape. That makes it okay for me.
Dad likes them. They get like there's like a Swiss and mushroom one that's really good.
Can't do a mushroom either. See?
Fucking idiot.
They're fungus. I feel like I'm not alone here. Do you eat mushroom stems?
No.
See? Chris, I know doesn't. You're the odd man out. You're wrong. In your opinion. Yeah.
Well, I'll eat a sponge mushroom, but that's it.
Do you know that Bob Evans caters Thanksgiving?
You know why I hate Bob Evans?
I've only been like twice in my whole life, but this dude at work was like, my grandma just felt really lazy, so Bob Evans catered Thanksgiving this year. Yeah.
Wow.
He said that they brought a whole turkey and like five big ass sides and a bunch of rolls and everything.
That's cool. I mean, it sucks for the employees.
Right.
But,
having Thanksgiving at someone else's house, just standing there hovering over the food while everybody's eating.
You know, I've smelled a lot of this stuff today.
Fucking awkward.
You know she is? They're sitting at the dining room table. This bitch has her own little table set up.
I would stand in the room with the main table.
I would act like
in
a
view.
Butler.
Just constantly like, refilling the water.
Yes. I'm totally acting like a butler.
Those mashed potatoes smell great. I don't know. It'd be awesome to be like if you're a bachelor, didn't really have family around. Have them cater to you alone. Let's have one small card table with one chair. No,
big ass table. One chair.
We're on a date now, bitch.
So, what are you into?
All them times you've been ducking me when I was coming in.
You can't run now. I'm paying you. I don't know if that's how that works. Is that prostitution with mashed potatoes involved?
Sounds a little rapey. Sounds Thanksgiving like rapey.
I don't have the whole article, but I got the headline, and the headline's enough.
Turkey legs and butt stuff?
No. I don't think this is Thanksgiving related. Detroit cops posing as drug dealers tried to arrest Detroit cops posing as drug buyers, and they all had a fist fight in the middle of the street.
It didn't end at them like, no, I'm an undercover cop. No, I am too. Here's my badge number. It came to blows?
God, they're...
It tells you that maybe we should just kind of like cordon that off a little bit and just forget about it for a while.
You want to quarantine Detroit?
Hey, it kind of already is.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
I mean, they've sort of been tearing things down in a ring around the city. They've cleared out the area where we're going to put up the fence. So.
Yeah, they have a moat of wild dogs.
Yeah, yeah, we'll make them pay for the wall, too.
We all know that's not going to happen.
They don't know each other. Their narcotics team is so big that they don't even know the people that they work with. Marion's gene team has 6 officers.
Mm-hmm. Could you see them getting into a fist fight?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, we're going to send 3 over here to this side of town. We're going to send the other 3 to that side of town. Let's watch them meet in the middle.
It makes the people in 21 Jump Street, the movie, seem legit. Is that Dale Earnhardt with a dead deer?
It is Dale Earnhardt with a dead deer.
Why is this in front of me?
I saw that not too long ago.
Thanksgiving, bitch.
Been there, man.
That's not on our Instagram, is it?
No, not yet.
Yet.
It will
pretty
be.
Soon, you know what else is going to be there? Pickle tree. I'm getting in the mood, man.
I don't understand, dude.
I bought a tiny Christmas tree. It has 4 pickles on it and a Santa Claus head.
It's euphemism for Danny wanting us to gang rape Santa Claus.
I'm in. You guys in?
I'm not out.
Put up the chimney.
I could probably be talked into it. I mean, yeah.
Mm, okay. But no, I found these ornaments from the Christmas pickles, which I think, James, you might have covered around last Christmas.
I'm going to go with a gherkin.
They're plastic covered in glitter.
I mean, they're pretty bumpy like a gherkin.
That's true. Yeah. It's Christmas. A time of jingle bells, stockings, presents under the tree, and family traditions. Celebrate the holidays with a time-honored German tradition and have fun with your family for years to come.
Glitter pickles in a tree.
Yeah, fun Gestapo? With your family.
Where's this going?
Following an old world tradition.
Gestapo, parents, all day.
Parents waited until Christmas Eve to hide a small pickle ornament on the Christmas tree, tucking it out of sight among the branches. Yeah. I didn't do that. I just put four green
big
dicks
ass
on a Christmas tree.
Pickles on a little ass tree.
It, the tree's so small.
Daddy's hiding a pickle, huh?
Oh, no.
In the Santa tree.
Oh. Tucking it out of sight among the branches, on Christmas morning, the first family member to spot the pickle was rewarded with a special blessing for the coming year and received the first present from under the tree.
I bet
so,
it's mommy.
If you didn't find... if you didn't find the pickle, they pretty much cursed you for the following years? Only the special kid got a blessing for the following year.
Yeah. You just weren't as lucky as he was, you know?
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, it's almost like
he always wins the coin toss or something, you know?
It's almost like it was the blonde hair, blue-eyed child that got the blessing.
Is that how it all started?
Yeah.
Right!
But...
You know, fuck a little Timmy in his hazel eyes.
Like, that's true. This was the old world, as they put it. Mm-hmm. That was a real-ass pickle. That's gross, man. You know they ate it. You can't waste a pickle in the old world.
How do you... It can't be hard to find. They fucking stink.
That's true. The first one to sniff the tree wins.
Yeah, so it was probably grandma dying in the corner, but they didn't mention that part. That's why they hung pickles in the fucking tree, so you wouldn't
it was like an
smell
air freshener.
Dying Nana over there, you know?
It could be.
That's why they got a burner and put her in a box under the TV.
Now she's a drawer.
Box made of the Christmas tree.
I feel like my mom's just waiting for that, though.
Oh, she's prepped.
Will there be tears when Grandma dies? That's too real. Never mind.
Why do you think your mom keeps like that 50-pound bag of charcoal in the fucking garage?
Or the embalming table.
She's not going to take time to embalm.
That's true.
Remember that one time you said you hated me? Nope. You're dead, bitch.
I feel like there'll be tears. I mean,
from who?
Well, not me.
Yeah, Charity. I don't think I'll cry either. That's sad.
It'll be mom.
Charity might cry.
No, Charity's already half dead.
She might cry, though.
Charity, honestly, should already have been put down about... 2.5 years
Hold
ago.
On.
Did I so tell you guys are we that saying like died? Combo cremation?
Yeah, my mom texts me. That sucks, dude. Man. I'm sorry.
That was rough.
That little black dog that was at my house.
No, I know. Nope.
Like 20 she years
was
old.
My, she was my first pet ever.
Made
some
it
old,
this long.
Some crazy old lady poisoned my first dog, so.
She survived a boxer, correct?
Yeah.
And then a St. Bernard or whatever bear is?
Yeah.
And Nikki's mom.
Yeah.
Which is an accomplishment.
I was going to make
for
that
so
joke,
long.
Man. That was okay.
Yeah.
But, no, that's crazy. That does suck, man.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
dude. Me and Caroline, we walked into the front door, and her arms were going out one way, and her head and neck was bent the other way.
That's how we found Tiny.
Her tongue was hanging out of her mouth, and I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Oh.
Caroline was like, what? I said, get the fuck out. She was like, what? I said, you gotta get the fuck out of here for a minute. I picked her up and, like, wrapped her in a blanket and, like, took her outside and started digging a hole, buried her.
You gotta think of this from your girlfriend's state of mind, though. You tell her to get the fuck out, then grab a shovel and start digging.
Yeah.
That's terrifying,
yeah,
I know.
And I was fucking, like, I, like, started to cover the hole back up, and I was, like, patting the dirt back down. Started bawling my fucking eyes
not
out.
Not bad,
dude.
Man. You had her for so long.
She was, like, I think she was 20.
She had to be damn close, man. Small dogs live forever.
Well, no, she was 19.
What was she?
She was a Jack Russell Terrier and a miniature Doberman.
Because she looked like none of those.
I know.
She was this tiny, solid black. She looked like a miniature lab.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, she was like 12 pounds, I think.
Yeah, but hyper until death. That's rare, man.
Yeah.
That dog still would run laps around your fucking house.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. But speaking of pickles and trees, let's shoot from the hip real quick. What's the worst thing you can find in a Christmas tree?
Besides a pickle?
Besides a pickle.
Use condom.
I was going to say severed dick.
Severed dick,
severed
used
dick
condom?
And a used condom.
A severed dick and a used condom?
Yeah, we're going to combine them.
So it's blood and semen together?
Yeah. Strawberry shortcake.
Like thick and milky.
Cut off dick.
Yeah.
Yep.
Isn't it just pink at that point, the liquid?
No. They ain't going to mix right.
It'll separate. The blood was set on top.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's going to look really bad. Mm-hmm. You have a little
bitch.
Weird fuzzy pink in there.
It's like oil.
It's
going to
be
water.
Gross.
Yeah. I must have missed that episode of Bill Nye where he talks about how blood
sense,
is
man.
Thicker than cum or cum's thicker than blood. I don't like this. Oh, Nick, you got one?
What?
You got one?
Oh, no, they got it.
I was going to say my grandma. I'd rather be dead than in this tree. Grandma, why are you in the tree?
You're in the tree because you're dead.
Or a callback from last year,
Probably the squirrel from Christmas Vacation.
I was going to say callback from last episode. Shitter's full.
I'm glad he's the worst thing to find in a tree.
Yes.
Yeah, I wish he
Randy Quaid! Randy Quaid is the answer. He would be the worst thing to find in your Christmas tree.
No, he's the fucking
man. Yeah,
because
he's
going to
be fucking that crackhead in your Christmas tree.
And recording it. No, he's back shit
yelling
insane
at the government at the same time.
So is Jim Carrey.
That's true. Yeah, but he's not... He doesn't exist. He's not real. You ask him. He'll tell you.
Did you watch that show?
I saw the interview.
On Netflix.
What is
it? No, that B and Andy or Jim and Andy or whatever?
Yes.
I haven't watched it yet.
There's like a hour and a half long documentary where Jim Carrey plays his favorite comedian as a child. And his favorite comedian as a child, when he got into character, he didn't exist. Only the person that he was
So Andy Kaufman? Is that who he's portraying?
Yes, Andy Kaufman.
So when he did Man on the Moon.
So
I thought it was a documentary about him playing Andy Kaufman.
Yeah. So Jim didn't exist at all. And he was a fucking asshole to everybody. He was, like, getting into fights, saying that, well, yeah, if I see Jim, I'll let him know. Like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, like, some weird shit. Jim Carrey's always been batshit crazy.
So he's got a little buttoning that it just switch off.
Yeah.
How do you split personalities with a choice?
Now he's, like, 10 times worse. I'm telling you, watch that show. It's only, like, an hour and 20 minutes long.
I don't understand how you go from talking through your butthole to animals to being a method actor. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, Daniel Day-Lewis is a method actor. I've never seen him talk out of his butthole. I would watch it.
He's a cobbler now.
They're all crazy.
He, like, moved to Germany and he makes shoes.
Like a shoe? Oh.
Yeah.
No,
that's
like
what he does now. Yeah.
Nah.
He just said, fuck it.
That's a good movie, too. The Cobbler.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's not bad. It's pretty good.
I thought it was... I liked it. Yeah.
It had a half a star on Netflix, so I didn't watch it. Sorry, guys.
What's stupid is that fucking Sandy Wexler movie, dude.
I haven't watched it.
I haven't watched that one yet, because that one looks a little iffy.
I've watched like half of it, and I fell asleep. Yeah. Yeah, stupid.
I'm not a big fan of Adam Sandler.
The Do-Over with David Spade.
Haven't seen it.
It's good.
Watch it. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's good.
I've watched so much shit on Netflix. Have you watched The Punisher yet?
I haven't started it yet.
Oh, dude, watch The Punisher.
They blame me for
just finished Sons of Anarchy for like the fifth time.
Oh my god,
I got no clue what it is, dude. Like, when I get on Netflix, I'm like, all right, I can either rewatch Sons of Anarchy or Breaking Bad, or pick something else, and it's always either Breaking Bad or Sons of Anarchy. And when I start it, I have to finish it. Yeah, but I just started Stranger Things, and I'm on the third episode. It's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, the first season's really good. I haven't watched the second one yet.
Yeah. So when I'm done with Stranger Things, I plan on...
rewatching Breaking Bad?
No. I'm going to move on up to the east side and watch Punisher.
Let's go pull the Jeffersons. I like that. I've just been watching The Goldbergs on Hulu. So.
Frank Castle would kill the shit out of Jax Teller.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'll talk like that. Jax Teller took his own life.
I don't understand how you can rewatch.
You know what? And after he got hit by that truck or whatever, I mean, his shoes were still fucking white.
Fucking spoilers, dude.
I never watched that.
He wasn't wearing his shoes.
Why wasn't he wearing shoes?
He takes them off because they got his mother's blood on them. Puts on his dad's old cowboy boots.
So the shoes finally did get dirty.
Yeah.
I like that. It went on a high note,
with his own mother's blood.
Yeah, that's fine.
You didn't like that show?
There are parts of that show I just can't fuck. There's parts where the show's good.
Yeah.
There's parts where I can't stand that fucking show.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I liked it. I finished
it. I liked it, but
I grew up in that type of culture. Yeah. So it's like I've known. It's like, pass. I'm done. I'm over this. This is not great.
I grew up with Peggy Bundy too.
No,
I'm not gonna brag about.
I'd still hit it.
She looked pretty rough in Sons.
Yeah. Oh, she did. She was rough. She
looked like a fine wine.
She looked like a purse.
It was like, a fine wine that got left in the sun for about 10 years.
Yes.
Dude, our fucking dad offered me that wine that's been in their house for fucking 15 years for the beer review.
What wine?
In that picnic set on the front porch, or back porch.
What? No, we're probably going to do that.
Is it stored upside down?
No.
You don't want it.
I don't want a period, but I was like, this is like a family heirloom to you. It's from a dumbass podcast. Why would it was given to him by a customer that he liked? Blah, 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 blah. He's like, you should take that for your little radio show. You guys drink booze, right? No, we review beers, sir. And we're going to do that right now.
Oh, yeah.
Beer review.
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
Ask me what I'm doing.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah?
What you doing?
I'm living the high life. I am.
That's a fucking lie, Danny.
I bought Miller High Life.
We're sitting
yay
in a closet with styrofoam on the walls. There's a pickle tree on the fucking table. And you bought... it's not MGD. It's Miller High Life.
No, you wish it was MGD, bitch. I bought Miller High Life. It's the champagne of beers, Chris.
Yeah, since 1903.
1903. Wow, and they've probably not changed the recipes.
Or the logo on the fucking can.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
It's probably still the same batch.
What if it is broke?
I think we're about to find out.
Okay. What are we toasting to? The return of Nick. It's been nice.
Hey, thanks, man.
Nicholas Jordan Mullins.
It's French, bitch.
Jordan.
It's Jordan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spelling.
Cheers.
It's good beer.
It's a light-ass beer.
It's beer. I like it.
It's there. It's gone. It confuses yams. He's just staring at it like, why?
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering why.
It's not bad. It's not the champagne of beers.
No.
Seems like a really it is? Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Read the fucking can.
Cans don't lie. This is the champagne. Budweiser's the king. What's the queen of beers?
Michelob Ultra Light.
There you go. All right. I love Michelob Amber Bock, though. That shit's good.
I bet.
Okay. It's the dark one. Is that better?
Oh.
It's manlier.
Hey, Michelob 19th hole or whatever is the shit.
Ninth hole.
Ninth hole. 19th hole. Whatever. How many holes are there in a game of golf?
18.
Well, 18. Yeah. So, like, the clubhouse is usually the 19th hole, right? The bar?
Yep.
Right? So I figured that's what it was.
It's the ninth hole, Chris.
I don't know.
Okay. That shit was good.
I remember, I was hanging out in the swim. Yes, you did. I had it with you. Oh. We drank it in a swimming pool.
At the Elks.
It was awesome.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I think we bought all of them they had that day.
It was pretty great, man.
You know, swimming, drinking, you forget things.
It was the high life. Hey, Chris, what am I doing? Ask me.
How are you doing?
I'm living the high life.
We lost a global icon.
That's an odd way to put it.
I don't know. I feel like people would associate that guy with America pretty hard.
Yeah.
America's most wanted.
Not really. I mean, I think he was on the limb for like a week before I got him.
Hey.
He's been in the prison system since then.
They hate us because they hate us.
That's true.
That's a Charles Manson quote.
Peanut butter and jealous.
I'm really hoping that is.
fuck. Yeah, it was weird because you texted me at, what, like 2 a.m. after we recorded the last episode.
Yeah.
I found out the next morning. So.
My response was, please tell me you mean Marilyn Manson. He's like, no, man. I was like, wrong one died. Wrong Manson died.
Crazy Uncle Charlie's gone.
I would rather lose 1,000 Marilyn Mansons than pretty much anyone. Like a dog, a bird. I hate Marilyn Manson.
Huh. I said that to my girlfriend and she got offended. Like, what's wrong with Marilyn Manson? I was like, what's right with him? Like, tell me. Like, I've seen him in concert. Like, granted, he's got a couple decent songs. It's not terrible.
Name one.
Sweet Dream.
Not his song.
The Beautiful People.
He's still
the Beautiful People's pretty fucking good.
No, it's not.
Oh, my God.
It is.
It's a good riff, but the lyrics are stupid.
Who gives a fuck, man?
You can't see the forest from the trees. We just did the whole song. What's so great about it?
Nuh-uh, dude. Someone's got whispering that, the Beautiful People.
Yams, where were you?
The Beautiful People.
No, that wasn't my part. Fuck, we fucked it up again. What as talented as Marilyn Manson.
I didn't have a part.
Should just remix it all.
Does that make me Twiggy?
Yeah, you suck my dick while I sing. I always heard that as a myth that Twiggy sucked his dick on stage. I don't know if it's true or not. Twiggy's, what, the guitarist?
Guitarist, bassist, something.
He's not Marilyn Manson, bassist.
Fucking Malcolm.
X?
No. I can't remember.
AC/DC.
Yeah, Malcolm Young died.
Yeah, I had that hard conversation with my dad where he's like, man, lead guitarist for AC/DC died. And I was like, Dad, I don't care. I don't care, buddy.
My dad was freaking out because he didn't know who it was. And my only response was Malcolm Young because I didn't know who he... I mean, Malcolm Young,
well,
Dad.
Well, your dad is like, dude, lead singer of Matchbox 20. Rob Thomas, love his shit.
Hey, cousin, fuck me.
You know, you're saying that to Nikki seems like way different than how you meant it. I hope. Anywho.
I never know.
Hey, whatever.
Oh!
The Beautiful People.
The Dope Show is garbage.
The Dope Show is decent.
No, it's not. We're all stars now in the Dope Show. I think that's how it went, right?
It was good.
Yes,
man.
It is. That is how it
went. No, that song sucked. And the video was weird. He had boobs and a kin crotch.
Yeah, so what? Am I bad for jerking off to it? No.
Yes.
Maybe a little bit.
Nick, thoughts?
I did once or twice, too. Desperate in the morning when you gotta go. You gotta take what you got, yeah.
Hey, morning wood won't just go away. And sometimes when you sleep, fall asleep with MTV on the screen, hey, whatever pops up, pops up. It's also why I jerked off to Bob Seger.
Night moves, man.
Fucking night moves. Oh, I worked on my night moves.
Oh, yeah.
Man, my
like a rock.
Like a rock.
Remember that? You used to sing that song all the time. But it was,
oh, yeah.
Like Nick's cock.
That was my
as strong
shit,
as it can be.
Like Nick's cock.
That was
hey,
my
Nick,
motivation, dude.
Like Nick's cock. I mean, I didn't ask about your junk, but thanks. Thanks for the update, buddy.
Just motivation, man.
It's as strong as it can be.
You're talking about having MTV on? When I used to have, my alarm clock was my TV. Because they used to do that back in the day. They'd come on at a certain time. You programmed to.
Oh.
And mine was programmed to have MTV on, so that way it's noise.
Yeah.
For 6 fucking months, I swear to God, that Aerosmith song was fucking, like, everything I woke up to every fucking morning, dude.
They have more than one song. You're
no,
going to be
the
a little
one
more specific.
From
Armageddon.
Armageddon, yeah.
Don't want to miss a thing.
That one.
I've seen Nikki karaoke that at a wedding and smacked the husband's dad's ass. Groom. Is the word I was looking for.
Yeah, there you go.
And I didn't even stay up there with the fucking monitor.
No, but you didn't panic and run back halfway because you forgot the rest of the words.
No. I just went on to, like, the next chorus. I mean, you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
You literally ran back to the monitor.
I did, because I forgot. Like,
yeah, that second verse is tricky.
Yeah, second verse.
Yeah.
I was saying the third verse.
Same as the first.
But worse than the third.
Either way, I killed it.
Oh, you did kill it. Best part of that wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like Ben Affleck killed Liv Tyler's pussy.
With an animal cracker. Fuck that movie.
What? What are you talking about?
The movie Armageddon.
Oh, yeah.
She's laying on a pillow. He has animal crackers. Like, this one goes to the grocery or whatever the fuck he's saying. I don't know.
Speaking of Ben Affleck, you guys need to watch The Accountant.
Oh, it's awesome.
I've heard it's really good.
Yeah, it looks good.
It's wonderful.
Not as good as Justice League, which I totally saw.
I haven't seen it yet.
Even
fucking awesome.
Even Kevin Smith didn't really like it. I'm confused.
Yeah, he's a fucking dick.
Smith?
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
But he's just... They're scared to say they liked it because it's not a fucking Marvel movie. Like, that's the whole fucking thing. Like, he listened to talk to it. It's like... Like, they put Marvel on this fucking pedestal like it's the fucking Jesus Christ of fucking movies.
Well, it's because Stan Lee's his buddy.
Also, it is... Like, if we're going to make Jesus a movie, it'd be Marvel movies. I'm sorry, buddy.
Marvel Studios probably do it better.
Yeah, well, DC would have Black Jesus, and we all know he's cooler.
He is cooler. What did I say now?
So whatever. Everybody's got their own opinion.
Whatever, man. Everybody's got their own opinion. Yours is wrong. I'm glad we're talking about Charles Manson.
You don't tell him it's wrong. You don't tell him it's wrong. You let them come to their own conclusions and it's wrong.
He will never learn. Have you met the man?
Oh, yeah, I know.
He's like fucking 40 or whatever. He has no idea what he's saying.
That's why he doesn't like showers, because that's when he thinks of those things. He's like, fuck.
And you don't like showers because they get up in you.
Yeah.
Mm. He got raped by a shower, Nick.
You miss that? You don't listen. So, yeah, you miss that. Like I was taking a shower, slipped. Damn near passed out and fell on the fucking stub you pull up for the shower.
The plunger, man.
Right in my ass, man. It was not great.
It's funny. He didn't tell anybody.
Fucking hurt for like 4 weeks.
At least he had natural lubrication, though. He had water.
Not enough.
I mean, it wasn't baby oil, but fuck.
There's a metal knob being jammed in there. There ain't no lubrication for that shit.
It was kind of great because he didn't tell anybody. We sat in there recording. He kept tilting to one side because his butthole hurt. And then like halfway through, he was like, so I was taking a shower the other day. And I got raped.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's awesome, yeah.
Good for you, dude.
Had a shit in the box.
Got to earn them stripes, man. Yeah.
I had to hide in my burnt down house and shit in a box. Well, I shit in a bag and then hid it in the box.
Really?
Because I was ashamed of it.
You know, one time I took a shit outside the movie theater because we got locked out because it was late. I'm not even kidding.
No, I believe you. Well, I completely believe you, buddy.
I like walked out back and like, you know how like they have like sections that kind of stick out?
Yeah.
I found a corner, dropped trowel, leaned up against it, did like a wall sit straight on the parking lot. It was a fucking 4-pounder, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you wipe with?
A ham sandwich.
Huh?
What'd you wipe with?
Oh, no, a fucking like a Walmart sack. That was
I guess it was a ham sandwich
like
for some reason.
Yeah.
A ham sandwich, though. I wouldn't let my family eat because it's for my buddies after I shit on it.
My sergeant would have been pissed.
If you shit on the ham?
No, if I didn't bring it, if I got there and half the ham was gone.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It would have been terrible if your family was fed.
Y'all got fed.
After like 3 hours wait. I do Salmonella. Love the fact that our mom called you and was like, hey, or texted and was like, hey, let Nikki go ahead and eat because he has to go to work. There's only raw food to eat.
You can have all the sides you want.
No, those weren't done either.
No meat.
We had marshmallows. And stuffing, I think, was the only thing done. Deviled eggs.
The cornbread.
Cornbread that Mom was not in charge of was completely cooked and delicious.
Imagine our grandma sharing a cell with Charlie Manson.
No.
Come on, think about it.
Our grandma is like two brain cells too low to be Charles Manson.
She couldn't share, so we don't mix females with males.
I do love the fact that until the day Charles Manson died, he insisted that he was immortal.
Yeah.
He was
well,
right
to that
until,
point.
What,
they couldn't, yeah, he couldn't be proven wrong until
that's true.
The Monday, day he died. Or whatever day it was.
I just thought it was funny when I was watching like an old interview. He claimed God was his best friend
because he invented him.
Yeah, he was like leaning up, talking to him. Well, God, I guess they don't believe me because I told him we was friends. Well, he's got a big ass swastika right between his fucking eyes.
He got rid of that eventually.
Oh, he didn't.
No,
that scarred in there permanently.
Good.
And eventually he got so old, like, his brow would furrow, and you barely could tell it was there unless you really looked for it.
I wish they sold tickets to his last parole meeting.
But that bottom leg come down to that eye, you always seen it right there. You always knew it was there.
No, I didn't study his face enough.
It's like him being best friends with God or Jesus or whatever he said. It's like making a best friend online, and then you finally meet him, and Vince is like, ah, oh, fuck, he's Jewish.
I don't see how it's like that at all.
Because he has a swastika on his forehead.
Oh, Nazi stuff. Gotcha.
Jesus.
Sorry. I just thought of it as like that. No, I have a girlfriend. She's super hot. She lives in Canada. No, I don't have any pictures of her. She's totally real. But that's him and God. That's how he pictures religion. Because he's a fucking moron. No, I know Jesus. He lives in Canada. I don't have a picture together of me and him. But I met him once. He shook my hand. There's a hole in it. That's fucked up.
Like the dude just wanted to fuck everyone and live in the desert.
He did.
Like, who doesn't want that?
Well, he wanted to make music for a while.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't very good at it.
It was really bland. He was like the Hitler of musicians. Like, Hitler was a bad painter.
Mm-hmm.
If you
I don't know,
really...
he's got that one picture of the cottage. It's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying
it's not a bad painting.
You don't have to say that.
Well, I'm
you're defending
honest.
Hitler.
He's not defending Hitler.
No, he's literally defending Hitler.
I'm defending
you backed
his,
him up, Nick.
It's
he's
still
not defending
painting.
Hitler.
That's it.
Hitler painting.
A single painting. Not even like a whole collection, just one.
The fucking people that like flew into the Twin Towers, they could have been good at something. I'm not going to take it away from them.
Like flying planes.
I was gonna
or
say,
using box cutters.
Yeah, they're making it legal again, man. That 9/11, we gotta watch out. Keep our borders tight.
Legalize it.
Build that wall. Build that wall.
You guys really?
That's not gonna stop an airplane. Build that wall.
Build that dome.
Seriously, you guys haven't seen the Laser Team movies, right?
No.
But in the second one, you know, the first one, there's that whole alien thing. Well, the second one, they have a solution. It's to build a wall around Earth.
Hmm.
It's like 40 foot wide, goes all the way around. See them get through that, and it's got a turret on it.
A turret?
Yeah, a turret.
Oh, turret.
Yeah.
One turret.
One turret. Circles. It's all good. You know, we're protected.
And how long does it take for it to orbit the Earth?
But that's the joke, is, you know, they'll just go around it. He's like, no, it's really tall. It's going to be hard to climb over.
I could swear you said turd, man. And it has let's build this giant expensive dome, take a shit on it.
And like
on
Mickey
the wall, theater.
It has a warning, and it has like an alien and a child alien running, and it has a slash through it, like no running the wall, no crossing over.
Don't cross
the
border.
Great. Yeah.
Wow. Huh.
It's fucking, you guys should watch it. It's good.
Political satire. Let's see what they did there.
Yeah. That's kind of the great thing about Trump being in office.
Everything's satire. A great thing, Danny.
Satire does not have to be like clever or hidden anymore. Everybody's like, yeah, just make fun of it. I mean, our president is orange. Let's crack a couple jokes.
You seen he's fighting with the, what's their names? The basketball players.
The balls.
Yeah.
Oh, the ones that said the N-word on Monday Night Raw.
Raw, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good times.
Who is it? Well, this freaking LeVar Ball. He has a son that plays for the Lakers. And a middle son who plays at UCLA and a son in high school. Anyways, they're all, like, pretty good at basketball, obviously. Mm-hmm. But one of them is 18. He was over in Paris?
China, that's
yeah.
why it was such a bad deal.
Yeah. He was over in China and got arrested for shoplifting.
Went to jail in China, which you don't want.
Yeah. No. So, but somehow
Trump
vouched for him and got him out of jail.
Pissed dad off
serious. And he's like not grateful for getting his son out of jail at all.
Like talking hardcore shit that his son is free.
Does he understand what goes on over there when they wouldn't have no problem putting you into a labor camp?
If he was a woman, they'd have fucking killed her.
Probably.
Yeah.
The best part is Trump called him the poor black Kardashians.
Oh, my God.
That's my favorite part about Trump.
He fucking does something great, and then all of a sudden does some dumbass shit like
that. He
didn't
do anything great. He did not do anything great. He got a jackass out of jail.
Yeah.
That's not great. I'm sorry. That guy's a fuck.
Just out of the good of his heart. I mean.
Yeah.
You don't want to see an American die in a prison in China.
I'm not going
to
say
for something as stupid as stealing a candy bar where the fuck they stole.
Okay, first off, he has money. He shouldn't be stealing.
He's a college student.
But his dad's a millionaire.
Oh, man. Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I brought it back, guys. The Maryland, I pulled the Maryland. But no, that's probably more of a publicity stunt than the kindness of his heart, man.
Either way, good shit, man.
Yes.
It don't matter what I did. I hope to God somebody tried to get me out. Jesus Christ.
No, I'm letting you rot,
buddy.
I don't
want to go to prison over there.
Yeah. Letting you rot in China.
I would have even picked up the phone for Obama.
Oh, he's funny. He was the funny president.
He was kind of the funny president.
He was
kind of,
and he wore mom jeans.
It was more Biden.
It was pretty close to
Obama was only
funny because of the Biden memes.
Yeah.
That's the only reason we think Obama is funny.
No, he cracked jokes every once in a while.
Yeah.
He would crack a joke every once in a while.
Not Biden, though. Biden's never made a funny.
No, he just looked like the little retarded parrot on his shoulder. That's all.
Yeah. No, he's right. Yeah. Politics, huh? Oh, boy.
Or handy, capable parrot on his shoulder. What do you want to say?
Speaking of dope show.
Oh!
The beautiful people. Damn it.
Did he take your part?
Yep.
I did. Stole it.
I fell down a rabbit hole on YouTube the other day.
It's a big ass hole.
It's a big ass rabbit.
What? Is that a thing?
Big ass rabbits?
Yeah, there are big ass rabbits.
Hold on. Oh! Where
rabbits.
Were you? Oh, there you were. Beautiful rabbits.
Beautiful rabbits.
Beautiful. Oh, Jessica Rabbit from fucking Space Jam.
Oh, Space Jam?
That's Roger Rabbit.
You fuck.
Yep. Jessica Rabbit
Lola Bunny. Lola Bunny.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Totally smashable.
Smashable.
Guess if I was a rabbit, yeah.
I feel bad for anything your dick's been near.
You should.
Including your pants. I feel bad for your pants right now.
Yeah.
They're getting smashed, Nick.
Anyway, YouTube, rabbit hole.
I've heard.
Me.
Cock control.
I found a channel that's nothing but funny, angry NASCAR. Like, you know how you can get the radios when you're at the track and stuff? They've recorded them and it's uncensored.
Oh, that should be great.
There is literally a 13-minute montage of just Kyle Busch being a dick.
This seems like the perfect fit for you.
Yeah, dude, yeah. It was fucking awesome. Like, at one point, they're pissed about some rookie driver. And he's like, why the fuck is he on the track? He can't even pass the wall.
Oh, that's good. No, that's, you know, good. If anybody I figured would be a dick, would be like, Gordon. Gordon looks like he is a closet asshole.
I'm pretty sure Jeff Gordon's a nice guy.
Like, yeah, is he a legitimate nice guy, or is he a TV nice guy?
I mean, I've never met him, but yeah. Me and Chris were at
he's
a house the other day.
He's quick to whoop ass. He's
like, quick to fight?
Yeah.
And then Junior, I figure he's a bit of a dick, too.
Kind of.
No, arrogant, because my daddy was the greatest red car driver I've ever been.
Intimidator.
He got a black right. He got that good wrench. Now he's going around. You know?
Turn left. You know? Black car. Turn left again. Mustache. Keep turning left. Mustache.
Left.
Mountain Dew.
What?
Didn't he drive for Mountain Dew for a while?
Yeah.
Who?
Junior.
We're talking about Earnhardt.
Junior.
No, we're talking about
Senior.
No. Senior.
We're talking about Junior talking about Senior.
Number
get it fucking
three.
Right. We assholes.
Oh my
Budweiser.
Left. A. Nationwide.
Left.
Double right.
On your side.
Left.
Which side is that? The left one. No, Chris and I were at a house the other day doing work, and this lady in her kitchen had a Jeff Gordon coffee maker. Full-blown paint job, number 24, everything.
Okay. Do you guys remember the touch lights that kind of had, like, the chandelier top with the glass panes all the way around?
Yeah.
Seeing a Gordon one.
Oh.
Like, the super old-school fancy lights? Gordon.
There's that guy that
we
fixes,
need that for the studio.
I almost grabbed it because I think they were throwing it away.
Rainbow Warrior, motherfucker.
You always hated Gordon.
That's what his pit crew was called, though.
The Rainbow Warriors?
You got to respect it.
You know who would have hated that?
No.
The Ultimate Warrior. Because he hated gays.
What, another one of them? Kyle Busch wrecked his car. And
you preach it, bro.
I get so excited.
Crew chief. He's talking
car,
his native tongue again.
His crew chief was like, you okay? All he said was, my car is a...
Crew chief.
You all had to look this up later, right?
His car is a wrecked bucket of fuck. Exact words.
That's kind
of
like, great.
I couldn't sleep. I was watching the videos. I started taking notes. I was like, this is fucking
you
gold.
You took notes. Yeah. Things I can yell next time I wreck. This car is a bucket of fuck.
Yeah, I'm going to look this up later. No, my favorite videos,
good,
though, my favorite videos are always where they overshoot the flag, hit that first guy. Always hit the first guy with the tire as he's running in front of it where they're expected to stop right before the flag. They overshoot that by about 3 feet, and that guy gets flipped up and rolls over the side of it. Love it.
Ricky Rudd killed
every
man
fucking
that way.
Time. Well, he overshot more than 3 foot then.
Yeah, probably.
Ricky Rudd killed the guy.
Yeah.
Drunk.
He also beat the shit out of Bruce Jenner.
Was the only one to do that.
You know?
Do you mean Caitlyn?
No, I mean Bruce Jenner when he was an Olympic athlete. Ricky Rudd beat the shit out of him.
Good for him. Strip those fucking medals away, man.
Because you got beat up by Ricky Rudd?
Jesus. Athlete of the year. Get the fuck out of here.
Wheaties box my ass.
Year. It was a slow year.
It's no, funny. He fucking, just like at the ESPYs, didn't he win like athlete of the something?
Century or something. Yeah, something stupid like that, yeah.
All because of a fucking sex change and Brett Favre just sitting there with his fucking head down.
Yeah, to be fair about Brett Favre, have you seen Fred Durst's sex tape? It's like the last six games he played.
You made one good joke. You're going to run that shit into the ground. That's what I get for complimenting you.
Yeah,
I was like, dude, that was really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a couple episodes ago. It's fine.
I compare...
Back in Chris's heyday. He's being the Brett Favre of the podcast right now.
Crew chief.
The crew chief of the podcast right now.
Anyway.
The Brett Favre.
It's a good time because there's all this, you know, like Danica Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
She's quick to throw a temper and try and fight.
I always blame somebody else because she wrecks into a wall.
Yeah. There's all these videos of her going after drivers. Like, you'll hear him talking back and forth. It's like, what's going on? It's like, Danica's going after him. He's like, oh my God, you better watch out. She's going to whoop his ass.
Really?
Bitch was a bully.
Isn't she really short?
Yeah. No, yeah. She's like 5'2", 5'3".
5'2"?
Yeah, she's short.
You're not going to hit her, though. I mean.
That's true. You'd have to, like, sit down.
I was on pit road when she went after that guy at the 500.
She gonna throw a punch, I just put my helmet up and break her knuckles.
I mean, I'm the first one to pistol whip a bitch, but
Because all NASCAR drivers carry a gun.
I have raced a car with a gun on me.
Legally?
Who cares?
Legally raced or legally had the gun?
Raced.
The answer is yes to both, though. Trick question.
My question was a trick question to me? What does that mean?
That's a trick answer, buddy.
Oh! That's my panic mode now. I'm just going to Marilyn Manson it. I'm going to suck my own dick because I had a rib removed.
Beautiful people.
Crew chief.
I don't know where this rumor started. There's so many rumors about Marilyn Manson.
He starts them.
You think so?
Publicity.
I mean, for a while he was that dark-haired kid from, like, Family
the
Matters.
Wonder
the Wonder Years.
Family Matters. Steve Urkel. Marilyn Manson was Steve Urkel.
They all had dark hair.
Was at one time. Really bad on that one? My bad. Sounded awful, didn't it?
It's almost right. The actual fact is he was actually Stefan Urkel. Was Marilyn Manson, not Stephen Urkel. Yeah. Two completely different people.
White dude on that show. And he was the whitest, pastiest motherfucker.
Steve Urkel.
Marilyn Manson.
Steve Urkel. Stefan Urkel, sorry.
Marilyn Manson.
Remember that? Remember when he made a fucking robot of himself?
Who?
Urkel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That seems familiar.
Just thought I bring that up.
I never liked Stefan. I always rooted for Urkel.
Kind of an ass, right?
Yeah.
You got to root for Urkel. It's an underdog, man.
Classic tale. Like sports. Yeah. It's a sports thing.
Yeah.
That's why Yam is a Cowboys fan. He likes really rooting for the underdog.
It's America's team. I'll give him that.
Every day, all day.
That's a Goldberg joke. What? They're America's team.
No,
no
they are
they
America's
are, they're,
team.
They're America's team.
Oh, they bring it up on the Goldbergs. I don't fucking know. I don't watch football.
That's because Dick has a fucking Phillies fan and fuck them.
Go, Pat, go.
What's the Goldberg?
That sitcom.
Yeah,
it's a pretty funny show.
It's good. You know what show is actually pretty funny? Wahlburgers.
Seen a couple episodes
never
of
it
when it first came out.
Pretty fucking funny.
Nick, you have an awkward love for Mark Wahlberg. I feel like that's why you're... Like,
I do like Mark Wahlberg.
Wahlberg.
Like his... You like him?
Yep.
I like him. Or you love him?
No. It's like... It's
I feel
like
you love him.
No. It's one of those things where, like, if I saw him out in public...
You have an
he
awkward
would definitely,
conversation.
Definitely rub oil on his chest.
I wouldn't act like a super fan, but... Like,
I would cut my pants.
Like, nonchalantly, if... If there wasn't, like, a big mob of people around him, I'd walk up to him and go, hey, man.
I feel like I would say...
Really appreciate your work.
Couple things. First off, the other guys...
Sign your third nipple.
The other guys, great movie. Great movie. Yeah. Also, what? No. And I think we have a Transformer. Because those are his two best lines.
What?
No.
No.
Transformers sucks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did not help.
So. It's not his fault, though.
No, it's not. It's not. I like Mark Wahlberg. I really do. Yeah. The other guy's fucking great.
When I went and seen the Justice League, there was a big, long trailer for the Jumanji movie that I hadn't seen.
Kind of want to see it.
I'm on board now.
It looks
that shit
funny.
Looks funny as fuck.
You got Jack Black, The Rock, and Emilia Punt from Doctor Who.
Kevin Hart.
And yeah. Kevin Hart.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of Kevin Hart or Jack Black, though.
He's pretty annoying sometimes, but his movies are funny.
Like, I don't like his stand-up.
Yeah.
It's just...
It's like really...
He just stand-up? Just,
that's how he got started.
Yeah. Never watched any of it.
I feel like...
Stay that way, I guess.
Some of it's pretty funny, but I feel like Kevin Hart, since he's, you know, 4 foot tall, feels like he has to be the center of attention for people who like him. Because he's like... He's just so out there, man. Like, has to be the center of attention.
What's that movie he did with The Rock that your dad asked for several times by the
Central
wrong name?
Central Intelligence.
Yeah. What did he keep calling it?
I don't have no idea.
Central Developments or something. I guess something way off.
Hard telling.
But he kept asking that for Christmas last year, and I drew his name in The Secret Santa. So I had to find this fucking movie. But, like, I'll be damned if I buy this movie before I watch it. Because I wanted to see it because it had The Rock in it. It's not good.
What?
It's not good.
Oh, me and Rex went and seen it. It was great. We went to the theater. Me and Rex went to the theater.
I watched it a couple times.
I just wanted to see it.
And, like, the way that James will always defend Adam Sandler or M. Night Shyamalan for no fucking reason, I will always defend The Rock.
The Rock is really good at
he
it.
He is.
Nah. No, he's really good at Be Cool because he's gay and he beats people up with a pink baseball bat. That's fucking funny.
They go to the bar and he's wearing that shirt?
Oh. It's a funny gangster movie with The Rock and John Travolta and who else?
Andre 3000.
And Uma Thurman?
I don't know.
I do enjoy some Andre 3K.
I liked him better when he was a washing machine.
Four Brothers.
Four Brothers is really good.
Yes, it is.
That's Mark Wahlberg too, right?
I liked you better when he He's, you know, not talking about him.
No, it's Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a washing machine once. Confirmed, I'm holding my beard.
Great movie.
A great movie. Semi-pro. Everybody love everybody!
Shut the fuck up. You see what this ring says? It says love.
Everybody love everybody. Isn't Be Cool a sequel to Get Shorty?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah it is. Okay. Yeah. It's surprisingly good. I liked it. But yeah, Four Brothers is awesome. I like Andre 3000.
You know who else is in Four Brothers? Mark Wahlberg. The fucking goat.
He's the goat
greatest
now?
Of all time.
No, I'm just kidding.
Greatest actor of all time, Mark Wahlberg.
Give it up. Yeah.
That's the Boston dad coming out. He's got to love his fellow Boston.
Yeah, dude.
I love... I was going to say Peyton Manning. That's not the right one. I love Tom Brady. I love Mark Wahlberg. I love Wahlbergers.
I feel like Larry Bird should be in there.
I love Larry... He's Pacer. He's
Celtic. He played for the Celtics.
He's from Indiana. He played for the Celtics for like 12 to 15 years.
Larry Bird never played on the Pacers.
No.
You guys are making shit up.
He's like an Indiana
alumni.
He's like a GM or something. Yeah, whatever he's the like fuck.
So what, Reggie Miller played for the Colts all of a sudden? Huh? You guys are making shit up.
It's Miller time, bitch.
Larry
Recognize
Bird played
High
for
life.
Boston.
Hey, Chris, where are you living?
High life.
Beautiful people.
Crew chief.
Chris, you got something to add to that?
Tribal.
No, he says it right.
What?
Tribal.
No, you're saying
tribal.
It wrong again. You're saying it as...
Tribal?
See?
Tribal.
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 I know you can say a B sound.
There is no B sound. That's the problem.
Can we get some fucking flashcards over here?
Tribal. Oval.
Say.
Tribal.
Say bowl.
Bowl.
Now say tribal.
Tribal. What?
It's trioval. Is what he's saying.
Tribal.
Tribal.
Yeah.
Tribal.
You're saying tribal.
Spell it.
T R I.
Bowl.
Hyphen.
Oh my god.
O-V-A-L.
Can you use it in a sentence?
B-A-L. Tribal.
What's the origin of the word?
Vroom.
You think that's the origin of every word? Hey, what does gravy mean? It means you go fast, you turn left.
Choo-choo.
That's a train.
Gravy train.
Gravy train.
Dipshit.
Hmm.
Danny.
What? He did yell at his girlfriend on Thanksgiving because she had no gravy on her plate. Which does seem disrespectful, I think, to the holiday.
I had gravy on my plate, I can't say.
I had gravy on my plate.
It's like
three different spots.
It's not dinner without gravy.
God bless America.
You fucking ain't right.
And for America, I'm going to say AMF. Danny Mullins.
I'm Chris Mullins.
And I'm Nick Mullins.
I'm Yams.
We'll hold a bald eagle while drinking a beer.
It's beautiful, man.
God bless us, each and every one.
I just cried and came.
USA.
USA. What the fuck?
Manson.
Oh, that was that?
Yeah.
He was fading out for America.
USA.
Oh!
USA, it's full of beautiful people.